Blog Talk Radio.
Come get your blessings here. 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 I know a guy who's just giving these away. He hold it down, you ain't even got to pay. Before they disappear. Come get your blessings here. Frustrated. Overstressed, all the bills are due, living in a mess. There is something here that is made for you. Sending praises up, we'll get those blessings through. He gon' hit the shoe, she gon' dance her do. They gon' sing a song and anything will do. Living to the fullest, I'm putting to his will. You gon' catch a blessing, he gives all worth a million. And people who's around me will think I'm talking crazy. I wouldn't worry about them. I just keep counting blessings and I got them over here. So before they disappear,
come get them over here.
Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here. I know a guy who's just giving these away.
Happy Saturday, happy March, happy National Women's History Month. What is going on? Good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome to Aunt Rita's Pencil Cafe. Right here on KGCNRadio.com. That's right, y'all. We have a wonderful guest here for y'all today. Man, I'm telling you, you are going to love her just as much as I do. I promise you will. You will, I promise. And I promise you will. And you're going to love her just as much as I do, man. She's got so much to her. We got so much to say. But you know what? I get excited. So before we go on, I got to kick things off right. So you know how we do. Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Because we all pray in the name of Jesus.
That's right. That's my little co-host right there, y'all. Y'all heard what she said. Now, listen, and before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. She's right here with me, y'all.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's right. That's right. Y'all hear her? She said hello, hello, hello. Now, listen, we are also broadcasting this morning from the Dallas Entrepreneur Center in Redbird. Now, as I mentioned last week, and I also put it on my Facebook page, that they are having, I mean, it's an amazing opportunity, y'all. There is an amazing investment opportunity that they're going to be presenting to us. They've been doing this for the past couple of weeks. And with Sea Lead Transportation, and the owner of that, Mr. Curtis Corbins himself, he's doing a presentation of an amazing, amazing investment opportunity. So if you're tired of being broke and you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you want to increase your investment portfolio, you should come on out, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Road in the shops at Redbird, and it's on the second floor, the Dallas Entrepreneur Center. And I want to say, give a shout out real quick to my, I call them my guardian angels. Those are my boys, y'all. Those are my four boys. And my oldest, Bryce, the producer. My number two son, BJ, the drummer. That's why he's a musician. My number three son, Brian Williams. He is the entrepreneur. He is the operator and owner
of Daniel's Digital. So if you need a logo, if you need a flyer, he's also a videographer and a photographer. So if you need videography, photography, you know, doing video shoots and all that good stuff, you can reach out to him, Brian Williams, Daniel's Digital, and my youngest son, Sergeant Williams, in the U.S. Army. That's right, and he is a soldier in the Army. Thank you for your service. He is stationed right now in the great, great city of Honolulu, Hawaii. So we want to say good morning to them and to my girls. You know, God didn't give me any girls. Well, not biologically anyway, but I'm telling you all, he decided, because he knew not to give me no girls, but he gave me some later on when he knew I could handle it. And so I want to say good morning to my girls, my honey bear, my sugar bear, my baby bear, mahogany bear, and my honey bun. Good morning, girls. And listen, I came on met this. Y'all, I got to get back to my sisters. They're all teachers. They're all educators in the different school districts. So Jean, Lisa, and Myra, I love y'all. Y'all my rock girls. All right, now listen. Now, once again, our special guest, she is already on deck. I'm so glad that she joined me this morning. And like I said before, you're going to love her just as much as I do. Now, listen, I want to say this real quick. So before we go on, I want to say this real quick. y'all going to hear me in different environments because, as I said, I am at the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, and where they're giving us this wonderful information about this amazing investment opportunity. Okay, so I may be walking in and out so I can give you some updates. Okay, and so then you'll hear me. I may be loud sometimes and a little bit quieter at other times so as to not disturb the meeting that they have going on. All right, so, but now, for those of you who are not familiar with the Rita Suville Show on Rita's Crimson Cafe, so we take our time. This show was mainly dedicated to our children, youth, and young adults. However, we have a lot of adults who also wanted to be a part of this, and I'm like, of course, of course. And we have people who write letters into the show to get our opinion, and so we do that. But now if you are looking for a show that's going to spill someone's tea and pour the latest tea on somebody's dirt and all that kind of stuff, this is not the show for that. So, I mean, I may not end up number one just for that reason alone, but I just can't do it, y'all. I can't do it. Everybody got dirt. We all have done some things in our lives that we're not necessarily proud of, but they made us who we are today. So, anyway, moving on. Now, listen, we are going to move on to our special guest. I am going to introduce her real quick. Hold on a second. Let me check again, make sure she didn't hang up yet. Hold on, y'all. Give me just a second. Give me just a second. Let me check things out real quick. I want to make sure she's still there with me. Okay, I see. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, let me see. Okay, I think she's still there. All right, so anyway, listen, everybody. So, yeah, let me introduce you to our special guest for this morning. Y'all, see, when I tell you, now, I'm going to try not to give away too much. I want to leave some things for her to say, okay? So she is, I met her at the church I attend, which is Zion Baptist Church. TJ, I'm sorry, y'all, give me just a second. All right, so I met her at Zion Baptist Church. That is the church I attend. Good morning, Pastor Graves and Sister Graves. I love y'all dearly. I love y'all dearly. I love you very dearly. And so good morning to y'all if you're up and listening. Okay, I met her at Zion Baptist Church, and so she sings in the choir. Well, it's not a full choir now, at least not right now, because, you know, when the pandemic hit and a lot of churches closed down, so did we, and so now we have a choir, you know, we have a group. Let's just say it's a group, but they were singing their hearts out. And so she came and she joined the group with us, and when I tell you, when I heard that voice, I was like, oh, wait a minute, we got another soprano. Yes, Lord. So anyway, that was such a joy. So she sings, and I found out later on that she does real estate. She is into real estate, and I'll let her give you the details of that. And not only that, she is an actor. Oh, my goodness, multi-talented, multifaceted. Guys, I want you guys to give it up. Put your hands together, and let's say good morning to the wonderful, multi-talented, and beautiful Teresa. She called herself Missy Payne.
Woo-hoo! Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. God is good, God is good. I'm good. I'm excited to be a part of the show.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you on. Are you able to hear me okay?
I am able to hear you just fine.
Okay, great, great, great. And I said I was going in and out of the – we have a meeting going on here. Well, it's another small business. He'll be a guest on one of my other shows, but he is presenting an amazing investment opportunity. And so I know I'll be walking in and out to update everybody on that information. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't compromise, you know, you guys' ability to hear me while I'm doing that. But, oh, my goodness, it's such a joy to have you on. When I started my show in January, I started it back up. I used to do this show a while back, and things got a little busy, got a little hectic, and so I kind of went on a little hiatus, and I started it back up, and I just knew. I'm like, okay. I just knew that I wanted you to be on my show. I knew right away I wanted you to be a guest on one of my shows as soon as I started it back up. And I asked you, and you just so very quickly, you said yes. And that just, it does my heart good. I appreciate that. So thank you so much for getting up on this early Saturday, beautiful early Saturday morning, and chatting with me a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. I am so humble and grateful. God has been so good. So absolutely, your heart, you have a heart of gold, and I just love you to pieces. So anything that Rita asks me, I'm obviously always going to say yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You guys, now listen, I'm telling you guys, you're going to love her. I told you you're going to love her just as much as I do. Don't you just love her already? All right. Let me get to the questions because I know I think maybe 10 questions. We may or may not get to all of the questions. We'll see, okay, because we also have a letter that we need to address that one of our writers, one of our listeners wrote in. To us, okay? So I'll give my opinion, you'll give yours, and we'll do that in just a few minutes. Okay, but before then, let me go ahead and say this. So let me just go ahead and get into it, you guys. So as I told you before, I discovered that she is into real estate. Now, can you tell me a little bit about that? First of all, how did you get into it?
Actually, I started out in property management, and then I got my real estate license. I was convinced by someone that came into my office when I was in property management and asked me to get in the real estate industry. So I got my real estate in California. When I did that, I started working on my own as an entrepreneur, an independent real estate agent. So I started selling homes and became a niche for me, selling to people that were in an entertainment business, because I was prior to my career in the entertainment industry. So my niche was to gravitate people that were in the entertainment industry, and I started working with the Sacramento Kings, and then I started working with people, different artists that were in that caliber, like Eddie Murphy's wife. I met her there because she grew up in my area. Tony, Rafael Sadiq, people like that. So I kind of got a niche in the entertainment side of it, selling real estate, became very successful in it. And then things took a turn, and then I moved to Dallas, and then I had to start my life over. So I kind of continued my walk, though, in the real estate industry. I never let that fall. So that's pretty much how it started.
I am very familiar with having to start over. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Very familiar with that. I was doing mortgage, and I started with Bank of America mortgage, and then I went on to Genpac, and then I went on to PennyMac as a manager. And after the pandemic hit, I was still working, but then when the interest rates started going up, and then all the prices started going up, PennyMac did some layoffs and started with management, and there I was, right on that list. So I'm very familiar.
Yes.
Yeah, with having to start over. And as I said before, I know there was a bit of a slump when it comes to real estate and mortgage. So is it better now? Like, how's business now in that industry?
Well, the real estate market is a very funny business. You're either in it or you're not. Not everybody. It takes a strong person to be in the industry because there's so many ups and downs in it. So the market will take a turn, you know, every 15 to 20 years where the market will crash. So you have a market of vast where it becomes more of a seller's market, and then you'll have it where it turns more of a buyer's market. Right now, we're still in the midst of it. It's not so much of a buyer's market anymore.
where people are coming and just buying up everything. And you saw that trend here in Dallas where we were pretty stabilized. And then all of a sudden we had a rush of people coming in to buy everything up. And it made the market go extremely high. And then it made the economy as well go extremely high. So we're starting to level off where you'll probably start seeing here in the next year or so where that market is going to change because it has to have that balance where it has to, you know, appreciate itself. So you're going to start seeing where it's going to start becoming more of a seller's market now to level that out. So that's just the nature of the beast in the real estate industry. And if you've been in it for a while, you know that the economy would drive itself and then it would drive itself back down. So.
Correct, correct. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, and then, so now, I've met real estate agents, I've met real estate brokers. Can you tell me, what is the difference between the two?
A real estate agent actually performs under the umbrella of a real estate broker. The real estate broker has to oversee and has more liability and responsibilities to maintain a different clientele. So they can actually hire people under them to work for them. A real estate agent cannot. You have to actually have your license hung up under a real estate broker. So you are a realtor. And I say that, and I say that with parentheses because a lot of people call realtors realtors, and that is incorrect, and annoys me. So since we're on the air.
Yes, me too.
It's realtor. Let me educate y'all. It is called a realtor, okay? When you become a realtor, that is exactly it. You have a license to actively sell and buy property. When you are a broker, you are almost a business where you can actually hire people up under you to work under your license.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. See, y'all, we got some education, too. We get all of it. We get some entertainment. We get some knowledge, and we get some education. I know that's right. Now, listen, if you're just waking up and tuning in, thank you for visiting Rita's Crimson Cafe. Come on in, take your shoes off, get you a cup of coffee, pour you some tea, get some mimosa, whatever it is you want to drink this morning. And y'all help me welcome. So if you want to go ahead and call in, the number is 515-605-9888. That's right. Tell them again. So it's 515-605-9888. That's right. That's my Jazzy Cake, y'all. She's my little co-host this morning. Okay. Now let's get into, y'all, I told you before. I told you before, she not only does real estate, but she actually is an actor as well. And, oh, my goodness, when I saw the picture and the clip of your new role, the role that you're doing right now, I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it, so I'm not going to say much. I'll let you do that because, you know, I know you guys signed these NDAs and all that kind of stuff, and I don't want to tread on the wrong road and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm going to let you talk about it. So, now, what can you tell us about what you're doing as an actor right now?
Well, the acting is a new embarkment for me, actually. A friend of mine came to me and said, hey, you know, would you be interested in acting? And I never looked at that because, like I said, I've already been on the other side of the entertainment side, which is the singing. But I never, you know, thought that it was in me to start acting. And I was like, you know, well, maybe the Lord has something special for me, you know, to do other than what I'm comfortable with. So this new role is for this movie called The Broken Vessel, and it is a movement, you guys. It is going to be a beautiful film that is going to be coming out this year. So please stay tuned. If you're not on my platform or on my page, please stay and follow because we're constantly putting it out there. It's a movement that is very powerful. The gentleman that is making the film, CEO Money Train, is doing this movement for everybody. He's bringing people that are like people like me that have not been known or recognized or acknowledged. He's giving opportunities. So he's basically giving back to the community is what he's doing. He's opening doors for people that would have never had opportunities for doors to be open. And he's a true blessing right now for all of us to be able to be seen, heard, or, you know, given opportunities that sometimes we don't realize that are there. He has a clothing line called ENL, Everything Not Loyal. So, and that's pretty powerful because when you're saying that, because we have so many people that claim to love on us or be happy for us or claim to have joy for us, but secretly underneath, envious and jealous and strife. You know, they're really not who you think they really are or who they're portraying to be. So there's a hidden agenda. So his movement has been really powerful. So the film in itself is a very I can't say a whole lot about itself, the film in itself, but I will say that if you guys stay tuned, it will be out this year. I think we're shooting for like March, April. We're hoping the film should be ready. But please stay tuned. You're going to enjoy this movie. It is about a true life story event, and it's pretty powerful. So I'm just blessed, and I'm just so thankful to be a part of it and given an opportunity to be a part of this movement, because this young man here, he's going to be doing things, and he's going to be making a name out there. And if you can get connected with him in any way, shape, or form, this is something that you truly desire to have, acting, be a part of acting or anything like that, he would be a great connection to reach out to.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness. And thank you for saying that. Now, that was a great segue into the next thing we'll talk about, your singing. And I heard you mention before that you were singing before, and mm-hmm. I know you started singing again. So tell us a little bit about your singing.
Well, I started singing actually there at Zion Baptist Church as a little girl. And I used to try to play the piano with Sister Jessie. Jessie Myers, and she used to allow me to get up there, and I was her little protege, you know, even before Donovan came around. And I would get up there, and I would hit the keyboards, and honey, I would just, you know, that was my thing. But when we moved to California, you know, I always wanted to get into acting and singing, so that was something that eventually mm-hmm. I did. I got mm-hmm. in a connection and met a really nice young lady who introduced me to one of Smokey Robinson's bass players. And the bass player introduced me to one of his keyboard players and some other members of the group. We then had a contract under Smokey Robinson's bass player with a group mm-hmm. called Caramel. And we started recording. And we did a few little things, but nothing really ever panned out because mm-hmm. there were some conflictions between the group, neither here nor there. But I always kept those clientele and those contacts. So I started singing professionally, traveling, probably I would say in my early 20s when I started traveling on the road and singing professionally. Mm-hmm. I had children, of course, I wanted to be a stay-home mom, and that kind of died down. And then I kind of picked it back up after they got a little older and started singing again. So when I moved to Texas, remember I told you about that little sabbatical I had, the little change that I had, everything went back on the back burner again. And so the Lord has been working with me and just saying, okay, let me work on you. Let me put you where I need you to be. So he's been so good to me. I cannot tell you, Rita. When I tell you he's been moving through me and he's been doing things through me, it has been so amazing. So he's put me back into the arrangement of singing again and getting back out there. Mm-hmm. Things that I lost confidence and lacked confidence in myself after I went through that little sabbatical, my little personal sabbatical, of course, the separation, leaving my family and being out here and kind of just lost. So, but now those pieces are starting to finally fall back in place. So he's working on me, and not everything that I'm doing, and I know this, is just by chance. It is an order to it because I grew up in the industry singing in the R&B jazz realm. But I know that his work for me is much deeper than that. So you'll see that a lot of times I'm posting things or messages pertaining to him because he's working vessel through me because it's much deeper than that. But that's just my segue because most people understand you when you're at their level. I have to reach out.
Absolutely.
So I have to reach out to them where they are right now to get them where I need them to be.
Amazing. That's such an amazing story. I'm glad to hear you say that. And you know, we all have our personal For anyone out there who's listening, listen, if you have found yourself in a little slump or whatever, in a rut, some people call it a rut or a slump, you have to be on a sabbatical, you may have lost your way a little bit, I want you to know, don't worry, you can find your way back. God has, when God brought you into this world, he already knew he had something great for you. And sometimes we get ourselves off track. It's not the Lord getting off track. We get ourselves off track. But he has never left us. He is still there. He has been there. And when the time comes, he will reveal himself to you again. And he'll be like, okay, I'm glad you're back. Listen, let me get you back on track. And he'll do that. I know he will. I experienced it for myself. Y'all heard Teresa. She just man, that's an amazing story. There are so many young people who are so willing to give up, you know, so quickly. And I try my best. Like I said, this show is mainly for the young people, youth, young adults, and children, because a lot of them are so very talented and gifted, but they may not have that mentor. They may not have somebody who to, you know, kind of lead them in the right direction. They go, you know, for the first big paycheck that they think they could get, and then they end up where they didn't plan on ending up where, you know, they end up where they didn't plan on. But
exactly,
God is always there. He's always ready to, you know, when we just call on him and we lean on him, he's always ready to love on us and to show, hey, this is what I have for you. Let's get back on track. And y'all, I'm telling you, don't give up. As Teresa said, don't give up, okay? Now, let me just say this. Let's see. I know you told us you were singing R&B before, and that's amazing. That's an amazing story. I did not know that. I do know you were at Zion before, and this is before. I think I was at Zion. But
Yes,
before I was at Zion. But I did know you were there before, but I did not know that you were, like, on the keyboard and all that kind of stuff. That's great. Man, that's outstanding. Hey, you guys, if you're just waking up and tuning in, again, we're talking with Miss Teresa Payne. I call her Missy Payne, and she is a real estate agent. She is a singer. She is an actor. And if you want to call and say good morning to her, you can call in at 515-605-9888. Again, that's 515-605-9888. That's my little co-host, y'all. Okay.
Yes, I want to just say, you know, this to you, Rita, though, because you hit a very important point there that most people, I don't know, really need to hear this. But we really do need to hone in on our babies. We really do need to wrap our arms around them so closely and hold them so tight, because the devil is so busy, because they're the innocent ones. So they try to go after the innocent one. You know, the devil tries to go after the innocent one to get to us, to make us lose sight of where we're supposed to be at. And they're going to attack the closest ones to us. So grab them babies, get them in the church, educate them, teach them, let them learn about the Word of God, let them know who he is and how he is, and always be supportive in everything that they do. Let them feel comfortable enough to know that they can come to you for whatever they need to be able to get a better understanding of what it is that they're doing. Because babies don't always know exactly how to express themselves, and they get so lost out there. We don't know what they're dealing with in their little world, but their little world is important to them because that's their world. So please, please hone in them, babies. Hold them, cuddle them, talk to them, let them express to you. And that's one thing that I want to leave with you guys, because they are going to be an exact memory, a mockery of who we are, who you are, the positive people that extended out in their lives. And we owe that to them. So I wanted to share that.
No, thank you so much for that. And you're absolutely right. Listen, you may want your child to be a doctor, but maybe they're not. Maybe God did not plan for them to be a doctor. Maybe you wanted them to be a lawyer. Maybe God did not plan for them to be an attorney. Okay, but like Teresa just said, when they come to you with their dream of what they know they want to be, support them. Please be supportive of them, and then help them. You know, help them get there. I have Teresa. You know, I have two grandbabies with me all the time, TJ and Jazzy.
Yes,
they have their own businesses. Jazzy told me when she was 5.5 years old, she wants to make lip gloss. Now she wants to have her own business. I said, business? What are you talking about? And she said she wanted to make lip gloss, but it has to be vegan and cruelty-free. I'm like, what?
Yes.
So I looked it up. supplies were not that very expensive. They were not too expensive. So I learned how to make it. Then I taught her how to make it. And now she has her own business, and she does lip gloss, lip balm, body mist, bath soak, hand sanitizer, necklaces,
Amen.
Bracelets. And she does all of that. TJ, his puppy died, and he wanted to write a book about the good times they had. And now he has his own business. He's right now has 3 published books, and right now he is in the other room right now making covers for his next 10 books.
Amen.
He's 9 years old. Teresa is, you are
yes,
right, Teresa.
Yes.
Parents, hold on to them children. Support them, but remind them that to put God first, because that's what our children do here. TJ and Jazzy, they feed the homeless. What we call burgers and Bibles. They give out 50 Bibles and 50 burgers and whatever else we can afford to put into those 50 bags. And we do that once a month. But you teach them, train them, and I promise you. Now, sometimes, you know, they do some things to make you want to choke the eyeballs out. But other times, that's the same thing we work with our parents. But, you know,
right.
They'll do things that make you very, very proud as well. You guys, once again, if you've been listening, we've been talking to my friend Teresa. And if you want to call in and say good morning, 515-605-9888. I see a couple of people online right here. Teresa, I'm going to pull them on and see if they want to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm going to start with phone number 7751. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. I'm talking with my good friend Teresa, and I just wanted to bring you on to say good morning to her.
Good morning, T. Nice hearing you.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us this morning. Phone number 0730. Good morning. Are they ready? They may not be quite ready to get on yet. Okay, we'll go to phone number 8799. Good morning to you. Phone number 8799. Are you there? Okay, maybe they weren't planning on getting on yet.
Maybe they're stepping away.
But I'm glad you guys are listening. I'm glad you tuned in to Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe, talking with my good friend Teresa, the multi-talented, multifaceted Teresa, y'all, Missy Payne. And, man, it's been just a joy, just a real joy having you on this morning. And for the letter this morning, we're going a little bit over our time, but you know what? It's all right. It's okay. That's all right. So we did have a young person to write into the show this morning, and I'm going to paraphrase. I can't read the whole thing because, once again, we are running out of time, and then I'll give my opinion, and you'll give yours. And it's kind of what you and I were just talking about just now. So I thought that was a very good segue for this. So it's like, good morning, dear Aunt Rita. I am 17 years old, and I am a senior in high school. I'll be graduating in May. I live in Baltimore. But that's all I want to say because I don't want anybody to know that this is me writing into the show. Okay, that's understandable. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My parents want me to be a doctor, but I really want to be a nurse. And my parents say I only want to be a nurse because I'm too lazy to be a doctor. I don't want to take all the classes it takes to do all it takes to be a doctor. And that's the only reason I want to become a nurse. How do I convince them that nursing is a real career, it's not just me being lazy, not wanting to be a doctor. Okay, I get it. Okay, I'm sorry. Signed, a true nurse. Okay, so a true nurse. Now, didn't say if it was a girl or a boy, because I know there are male nurses
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just say this. For this young person, 17-year-old, first of all, thank you for listening to my show, and thank you for writing into the show. I know that being a nurse is a real career. I do know that because mm-hmm. what the doctors say, you know, your doctors, you know, you may have surgeons or whatever, they'll make the diagnosis, they'll prescribe what they need to prescribe, they'll do whatever it is they need to do to heal the person. After that comes the aftercare, and that is the nurses. So the nurses are the ones who pretty much nurse you back to health, right? They're making sure you're taking your prescriptions. They're the ones who are wrapping up your wound, changing your wound out every day, changing your bedding. They're coming in to make sure you're eating the right food. They're taking your vitals. The nurses are doing a lot, and I appreciate the nurses, and especially now My mom was in the hospital not long ago. You know, she had a stroke. And it was the nurses in there, you know, every 3 hours, around the clock, coming in, coming out, changing the bedding, making sure she's eating, taking her vitals, making sure she's breathing right, making sure her breathing is getting stronger, walking her around, you know, making her legs stronger so that she can walk around so she can go home. You know, the nurses do a lot. So let me just say this. One good thing you may want to do with your parents, if you're listening right now, and I'll post this on my page as well, one thing that you can do is pull up the duties of a nurse, okay, and do this. And so when you go back to your parents, talk to your parents, make sure you don't have an attitude. So you're going to have to be kind of an adult about this, okay? So go back to your parents, but go to them with some facts. Not just I want to do this, but come up, let them know, list out the duties of a nurse, list out the pay of a nurse and the different opportunities of a nurse. There's a traveling nurse. There is a military nurse. You know, there's a nurse in a traditional hospital. There is nurses that go from clinic to clinic. And then there's LVN, RN, you know, things like that, different levels of nursing. Let your parents see that so then they'll know being a nurse is no lazy job at all, okay? Maybe they, you know, so maybe if they see all that, they'll have a different respect for the nursing industry. And then they'll see that you really are serious about it. And then show them what you're willing to do to get into the career of nursing. You have to go to classes. You have to go to college. You have to get your degrees. You have to get your certifications. How much is it going to cost? Are you willing to go to work? Are you willing to apply for grants and scholarships and loans and things like that? Write all those things down. Let your parents see that you're serious. Sometimes parents, we as parents, we would look at the facts before we would hear our children. Unfortunately, it's like that. Parents, we got to do better at that, though. And parents, if you're listening, parents, and your children are coming to you with something like that, please, you do the legwork. You can look it up yourself and see that your children, God has given everybody a passion for something. Maybe you're a doctor, but maybe your child is going to be the one to nurse your patient back to health. Teresa, what do you say?
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. You know, I like the fact that you told her to, you know, maybe give them the description of what those duties are when a nurse, because it is definitely not an easy task to be a nurse, and your job to me in a job role as far as a doctor has a more easier job than a nurse, because the nurse has so many things, so many hats, so many roles, so many duties to take care of. I would probably go to her parents and be able to explain why, you know, she feels more passionately about being a nurse versus wanting to become a doctor, because she sounds like she is young right now, and that may be able to change. So I'm wondering if some of those dynamics has to do with the fact that they're trying to force something on her that she's not ready for.
Right.
And right now she's just following her passion and her heart right now with what she wants, because that may be something that she may figure out later down the road that, you know what, hey, I'm doing all this work and I don't have to and I can become a doctor. Maybe they were right after all. But parents forget to let be parents and let their children make decisions of their own without forcing them.
Right.
So I think a lot of that, you know, with our parents, we have the best intentions. We mean well. We want, of course, the best for them, but we have to allow them to make decisions for their own, to bump their head, to learn their own mistakes, to make their own path, to canvas their own painting and their own picture for their own future. And we just need to be supportive in it, no matter what it is, what the outcome is. As long as it's not straying down that road where it's something bad or anything like that, of course, we're going to, you know, intervene because we don't want that.
Right.
But if they're on the right path and their passion is just a little bit different than yours, support them and let them figure it out on their own.
Right. Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, everybody, listen. Oh, my goodness. I promise you time flies when you're having fun. So right now this is just a 30-minute show. Eventually people are going to say, when are you going to have a show for an hour? I promise you I'm going to go back into doing a show for an hour. And I thank you guys for your support. But our time is up. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much for being on my show this morning. It has been wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm already getting a lot of feedback on my webpage, on my show. I'm getting a lot of great feedback. So thank you so much. Let me ask you this. Before I let you go, what is next for Teresa in 2024?
I hope to have my own business where I can venture out and have resort retreats, where I am actually having, like, speakers come out and speak about the Word of God, teaching, enhancing in relationships, learning and growth with development of our children, learning how we can put together, you know, come together and work together and help each other, not be crabs in a bucket. So there's a lot of things that right now I'm working underneath that God is telling me to get his word out, to bring us a little bit closer to one another. So that's what's going on in 2024 for me right now.
All right. Listen, guys, if you guys are just tuning in, you're coming in at the end of the show. We were talking to my really good friend, Teresa, and right here in Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. Now, remember, for those of you who want to be a part of an amazing investment opportunity, we are Sealy Transportation is hosting a meeting right now at the Dallas Entrepreneur Center right here in the, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Road, and the shops at Redbird, and it's on the second floor. And they're having that meeting right now. They'll be here until about 11:15. And the owner, Curtis Corbin, is actually conducting that meeting this morning. So if you want to know about some investment opportunities, please, please come on out. Come on out and visit with him and listen to his presentation. It is, when I tell you guys, it is amazing. It really is. No, it's not a Ponzi scheme or anything like that. I know we have to be very, very cautious of where we send our money. But if you come out and listen to the information, everything that he says can be looked up, can be Googled, can be researched, and he is on the up and up. So I thank you guys. And for those of you who have been asking about the play, yes, we're doing a stage play, one of my stage plays, December the 14th, and it's called Those Christians Over There. It's one I did before. We're going to represent it again this year. And, you know, because we have some things we want to do with that. For those of you who want to know about audition, just DM me, and I'll let you know when the auditions are, and then we'll begin our rehearsals, and then and everything like that. All right, if you're interested, let me know. Hit me in the DM, and I'll get you up in there. All right, now everybody else, listen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming, spending a little time with Aunt Rita and on the Rita Surreal Show and Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. I will be back here next Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you for everyone else who tuned in. I really appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all come on back next week, okay? 10 o'clock a.m. right here on KGCMRadio.com. Thank you to my little co-host.